Chairperson, the Director General of FAO, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is my great honor to have the opportunity to address the FAO conference on behalf of the government of Japan. The theme this time is migration. Migration represents human history itself, and it's a phenomenon caused by complicated factors. On this issue, a high-quality document has been prepared. I highly commend FAO's professional work. Now, let me begin by talking about Japan. It is a highly industrialized, trade-oriented, and advancing in innovation by utilizing IT. However, once you look back its history, you will learn rice cultivation started 2,500 years ago by family farming, water drawn, and villages formulated. Then the agriculture technology and manufacturing progressed. Internal migration increased, giving rise to the establishment of urban cities, commerce, and industries. Instead, problems such as aging and depopulation of rural areas has emerged. How to develop and vitalize agriculture and rural areas has always been a challenge. Japan has faced similar problems as you. Therefore, today, in 3 points, I would like to briefly explain to you Japan's policy evolution so far. The first point, how to create employment. 50 years ago, we started to promote introduction of manufacturing in the rural areas. In addition, in recent years, we are inviting wide range of industries to rural areas. We have also encouraged farmers to become managers of the 6 industries, meaning farmers engaging themselves in processing, distribution, and sales, and now facilitate a collaboration between welfare and agriculture, thereby enhancing the participation of disabled people in farming. The second point, how to vitalize rural areas. From 30 years ago, Japan has promoted green tourism, and now we are advocating countryside stay, encouraging visitors and foreign travelers to stay in rural areas and enjoy local foods and activities. Also, FAO has designated 11 sites in Japan as GIAs. At these sites, local products are branded. Visitors increased, and the rural communities vitalized. The GIAS program enables rural communities to gain their self-confidence and pride by recognizing the value of indigenous agriculture practices. Therefore, Japan highly welcomes this program. The third point, how to respond to depopulation and aging. The simple extension of past technologies cannot maintain or develop agriculture with fewer and aging farmers. Therefore, Japan is promoting smart agriculture, actively promoting the introduction of new technologies in the field, for example, automated self-driving tractors, drones, and farm management systems using ICT. On those points, we exchanged views and saw the field with 34 delegations, including FAO, at the G20 Niigata Agriculture Ministers meeting. The outcome of the discussion culminated in the Minister's Declaration and the book, the Best Practices Booklet. We intend to disseminate our experiences and knowledge, thereby contributing to the global development of sustainable agriculture. Now, allow me to once again congratulate Dr. Chu Dongyu on his election as a new DG. We are aware that Dr. Chu, with his interaction with Japanese researchers, has been engaged in research and administration for a long time in China, which is located in East Asia and embraces paddy field farming like Japan. We look forward to Dr. Chu's leadership based upon his rich experiences. Japan, through enhancing human resource contribution, such as the further participation of Japanese experts in FAO's activities, wishes to continue its contribution. Together with Dr. Chu and other relevant organizations, toward the achievement of global food security and SDGs. In this context, we wish to invite Dr. Chu together with African countries to the TICAD 7. We are looking forward to welcoming you and exchanging views on future collaboration between FAO and Japan. I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to Dr. Graziano da Silva for his dedication so far. Japan highly appreciates his achievement, including the scaling up the GIAS program. Japan hopes the smooth transition to the new DG, thereby enable FAO to seamlessly continue its engagement. Finally, I wish to extend my sincere appreciation to all of the FAO staff members, including general service staff members and interpreters. Without your dedication, FAO cannot maintain its huge structure and its relevant role. While conveying my high regards, I will conclude my statement here. I thank you for your attention.